Hey guys, Carl from Fisherman's Landing here. Just wanted to give you kind of an updated wrap-up report here for today here. Decent fishing to be had. Very good sign of tuna offshore. A few boats are catching a few fish. It definitely seems maybe up on the upswing here today. Hopefully things keep improving as the week goes on here. But let's start off with the Pacific Queen. He returned from a two-day trip just now. 27 passengers. He had 14 bluefin tuna, 25 to 80 pounds, 18 yellowfin tuna. Majority of those fish were caught today. Mostly on live bait, I believe. The yellowfin were either on jigs or bait, however you wanted to catch them there, if they were able to bite. The Pegasus, he returned from a day and a half with 16 passengers, 7 bluefin tuna, which were 60 to 100 pounds, and 9 yellowfin tuna. The Tomahawk returned from a day and a half also with 15 passengers. He had 15 bluefin, and I'm sorry, two bluefin and 2 yellowfin tuna for the Tomahawk. 15 passengers with 2 bluefin and 2 yellowfin. Biggest news of the day, the Liberty went to the Carnot Islands today with 29 passengers, had 110 yellowtail. Very good sign of fish. Very hard we wanted to catch them, live bait, yo-yo, or surface iron. He is a definite go for tomorrow, fishing the islands. It leaves at 5:30, and a valid passport is required to fish the Liberty tomorrow at the Carnot Islands. He will be fishing the islands through the weekend here. So very good fishing at the islands. Majority of the fish were 8 to 15 pounds. I'm sure there were some 20-pounders mixed in there. But like I said, you could catch them however you wanted there. The Dolphin, he had good rock fishing in the morning, 32 passengers, 117 rockfish in the afternoon with 35 passengers. Very good calico bass fishing for those guys. 74 keepers, 65 released on the calico bass, 31 rockfish, and 1 ling cod. Everyone did report very good current and conditions and sign of fish either on the half-day, full-day, or the overnight day-and-a-half trips here. So the Liberty departs every morning at 5:30. The Dolphin departs at 6:30 in the morning and 1 o'clock. And we have day-and-a-half boats departing on the Condor, the Pacific Queen, the Tomahawk, the Islander, the Pegasus. We have some 2 days and 3 day trips on the Searcher and the Supreme. Check out fishermanslanding.com under full schedule. You can search by boat or by length of trip. You can find what would fit your schedule and your price point. And give us a call, and we'll get you on your trip. Hope everyone's having a great afternoon, and we'll talk to you guys later. Bye.